Focus on Healthcare Reform, presented by the North Carolina Medical Society, Leadership in Medicine. I'm Mike Edwards. In this edition, we feature part one of our look at health benefit exchanges. The American Health Benefit Exchange is a major component of insurance reform contained in the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. The main purpose of the exchange is to help individuals and small businesses purchase insurance coverage. The exchange is best explained in terms of a marketplace where consumers can easily review benefit packages, compare prices, and purchase coverage. Under the health reform law, each state is required to establish an exchange by 2014. More specific information about exchanges are found in Section 1311 of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. States are also required to establish a Small Business Health Options Program, or SHOP Exchange, in which small businesses with 100 or fewer employees can purchase coverage in the small group market. But the Act permits states to establish a single exchange as long as it provides both American Health Benefit Exchange and SHOP Exchange services. As to who will administer the exchange, the Act allows the state exchange to be administered by either a governmental agency or a nonprofit organization. In North Carolina, early indications are that the state's Department of Insurance wants to administer the exchange, but the ultimate determination lies with the North Carolina General Assembly. Whoever ends up operating the exchange will have to ensure that the exchange offers a list of features and many more as set out in the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. These features include certify, recertify, and decertify health plans as qualified health plans, also known as QHPs, which will be discussed in Part 2 of our series on health benefit exchanges. The exchange must provide a toll-free consumer hotline to answer questions. Other features require the exchange to maintain a website where consumers can compare various plans with standardized information, rate each plan offered on the exchange, and provide eligibility information for Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as CHIP. As with many other parts of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, many details that will affect how North Carolina's health benefit exchange will operate have yet to be determined. The North Carolina Medical Society will continue to monitor implementation and issues related to health benefit exchanges. Watch for updates on our website at ncmedsoc.org. That's ncmedsoc.org. Focus on Healthcare Reform is presented by the North Carolina Medical Society. Leadership in Medicine.